Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out of your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace that you've shown, so patiently. And you waited for me, just for me. Oh, this amazing grace you've shown, so patiently. You've shown so patiently. And
yeah.
came to lift up the name of Jesus. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. That last song, Every Praise to Our God. Okay, get back on track. This is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight you're joined by myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, your humble host, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Van, my brother, what's going on with you?
Hey, what's going on, Paul? How you feeling, my brother?
Hey, I'm living a dream. At least working towards it anyway.
Amen, good brother.
You know, that last song, every word of worship to our God. You know,
to our God.
I'm a challenge everybody tonight, you know, just listening to that song. In the midst of all the chaos that we're living in the midst of the hurdles we're facing and the trials and tribulations, tonight we ain't going to speak on none of that. We're going to speak on nothing but praising and positivity and just rejoicing in the Lord tonight. So I want to challenge everybody listening to this. You know, let's rejoice.
Yes.
Have a party up in this
Amen.
A praise party. Come on. Stop playing with me.
Every praise. Every praise.
Yes. Even those things that we're doing that we shouldn't do, we still have to praise Him.
You know, hallelujah.
Because we're going to fall. We all fall short, but we praise Him. Praise Him. That's what keeps us from giving victory to the enemy. Even in the midst
That's
of
right.
those pitfalls, we still praising Him. So He still is
That's right. Amen.
But the theme I thought about for tonight was, in my convoluted way of thinking, following up on last Sunday. And so tonight, it's just peace be still. Last Sunday, we spoke things into existence.
Yes.
We speak into existence. When we test the realm of God with our requests, we got to sit back, listen, wait for His response. You know, instead of continuing on business as usual, getting in our own way.
That's right.
Peace, peace. That's a powerful, powerful thing. Hey, this just popped in my head earlier today, too, by the way. That shows you just how the Word of God is living. It changes continuously as you grow with it. But peace, be still. You know how much power that is?
In the midst of
health, in the midst of period, you can just command with the power of Christ peace. We have that same authority. You know, so this is a double edged, a double whammy. We got the power to speak those hurdles to just chill out, give me a break, you know. And it's also we have to sit back and hold the peace within ourselves and be still and listen to God. So it covers so many different areas. It's a powerful three-letter word statement. Peace, be still.
Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to party and be still. How's that for an oxymoron?
I love it, man. I love it.
Only at the Inspiration Factory. But my brother, you know, we got to start properly. And there is protocol. You know, you don't go to church and do anything before praise and worship. You know, there's an order of faith. So my brother, would you mind bringing us in prayer?
It'd be my pleasure. Let's go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to You right now, as always, asking forgiveness for those things that we've done in thought, deed, or actions, God, or word, that You did not approve of. So, Father God, please forgive us for those things right now, Lord God. And, Father God, right now, we just want to lift You up on high. You are the ultimate everything for us. We pray. We praise, we weep, we endure, we stand, we rejoice. But we want to thank You for allowing us to still be here to be able to do your will. Not our will, Father, but your will. I want to lift up every listener, every caller, every host, the entire Epiphany Radio family, those who are here under the sound of my voice and those who aren't here. Lord God, that you cover their wants and their needs, Lord God, as long as it be your will. Not our will, your will. If they have a want or a need and it's according to your will, Father, I ask that you open up that door. You open up your blessing for them. And Father God, we want to tell you that we love you tonight. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we're going to continue loving you until there's no more breath in our body. For we pray this in your Son, Jesus the Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man. Thank you. You know what? I want to read something real quick. This is just a little insight into how much power or how much authority we have when we walk in the unctions of Christ. In Mark 4, starting at verse 39, it says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Just a teeny bit of the authority that we have, the power that we have when we walk with Christ, when we walk under his blood.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So these things that come up against us that seem insurmountable, when we have the faith and we walk with the authority of Christ, can no longer be debilitating to us. Mm. He makes a way, the waymaker. Waymaker. Mm.
You know, Paul, there's something about that particular passage of Scripture that really ought to make us examine our faith in him. Because if you read the preceding Scriptures, there was a great storm that was going on, and Jesus was resting. And the disciples were panicking about this storm. They were upset. They were terrified. And Jesus all said, "But do y'all know who you are in the presence of?
Come on.
Do you know who you are riding this boat with? Why are you afraid? Speak to it. Speak to your storm. It may not go away right away. But, of course, that's up to God and how much you really, really trust him. Because, you know, God has the power to make your storms disappear just like that. But it's all according to your faith. And clearly, the disciples didn't have much, any. They woke him up out of his slumber. Like the man couldn't even rest. Oh, man.
Power and the abilities that we have, that we get in our own way.
Yeah. Because you know what happens? You know what happens? Here's what happens. We pray about it. Say we're going to give it to the Lord. And it ain't done as fast as you want it done. So then you're trying to do some things to help the Lord along, like he need our help.
fishing it.
Oh, man.
The arrogance of man.
Well, maybe if I just made a phone call, I would help God out. What? God did not put you here to help him out.
And quite the other way around.
Because last time I checked, before any of us was here, he had already created everything. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
That's the understanding I have.
Yeah,
and
yeah, me too.
So do millions of other folks. So I'm pretty safe that you're correct in that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't speaking in error, you know.
All right. Absolutely not. My God. Oh, what a mighty God we say.
Yes.
What say you? We open the mic, or not open the mic, but open the night with some poetry and get things moving.
Oh, man. I'd love to. I love hearing what God allows everyone to write, including you, my brother. So what do you say you go ahead and you start us off tonight?
Oh, you playing a little flicky flick, huh?
I figured I'd beat you to it.
That's all right. You know, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you at all. If y'all remember, last Sunday I did a piece, and at the end of it, I closed it with saying, to be continued. So, this Sunday, the saga continues, 2022. It seems a lot of what caused last year to seem like a year of lack for me was due to my neglect to simply ask on bended knee, to present my needs and petitions to God himself directly, boldly and free, humbly yet fearlessly, and more importantly, discreetly, in between only God and me. My negligence to tap into the true way maker has resulted in many of my regrets, my quote-unquote, no, I haven't accomplished that yet. My wasted efforts resulting in disappointment, tears, and sweat. All because I foolishly acted on my own, allowing less than godly forces to cause me to forget. To forget all the previous times when God came through, blessing me mightily with what he would lovingly do. How in the world did I forget all that he do? This is another year, a new beginning and a chance to reverse my dementia-like failure to say to myself, peace, be still. To let myself diminish and rely solely on the power sacrificed for me on Calvary's Hill. And here I am, stressing and digressing still. In this new year, I will spend time quietly, patiently, listening for what saith the Lord. I will sit and listen and rebuke the idea that I'm getting bored. All but the word of God will be ignored. Then, and only then, will I be able to be continued. That's that piece.
Wow. Truly amazing, Paul. There was a part in there where you talked about crying and disappointments because you interfered with godly forces instead of allowing God to be the force.
Yes.
This is an amazing piece, Paul, and And that's exactly what I was talking about, man. Not allowing God to be God, but wanting to help him out.
Yeah.
And absolutely. It creates those disappointments, those regrets, those tears, because you put yourself in bondage, to be honest. And people don't realize that the moment that you decide that you want to help God out, now you're in bondage to your helping what God does. And oftentimes, your breakthrough, your success, your answered prayers, your blessings, sometimes takes longer because God is desiring to produce more faith in you, more patience. So I appreciate that piece, Paul.
Thank you so much. To God be the glory. You know, we
Amen.
Teach. I'm not even going to say we teach. We just go to the best source for assistance. You know, and I'm so
Amen.
Grateful that he accepts my request. Yeah, but I'm not the only one that uses that source or, you know, that publisher, so to speak, that I share with folk.
Oh, yeah?
Another brother from, there's a brother from, I think he lives in South Carolina right about now.
Okay.
I think he's this Team Light Skin brother named Van Meadows. You ever met him?
Yeah. I believe I've had the pleasure of, I met him in the mirror the other day.
Mm.
Pretty much every day. So I definitely know who you're talking about.
I know you do. And I know, like I said, you use the same publisher. So I'm anxious
Indeed.
To hear what you brought for us, listening to my brother.
Absolutely. The title of my piece tonight is called Amen.
I know, that's right. Amen. Life is yours, Dan.
Thank you, brother. When I pray, I have so much to say. Not about me, but about others, you see. I've learned not to be selfish, rather how to relinquish the unspoken words of others as I talk with the Heavenly Father. Our communication begins with dedication to the fact that prayer is a form of communication, and to speak means I have to be willing to listen as part of this participation, because as much as I like to be heard, He loves to be heard. The challenge is always knowing what to say. And it doesn't matter the time of day. Prayer definitely changes outcomes. The unexpected becomes the expected. And we as believers get to marvel. In the excitement that our prayers are answered, we shout and yell at the fact that God still answers prayers. No matter what say non-believers and naysayers. So when I pray, I do so with authority. And I humble myself of pride and dignity, just so I can get close enough to him to be able to speak to him, lose myself from reality, and recognize his deity. Lift up my brothers, sisters, children, whomsoever has a need, desire, or want. That's when I can feel the sweat like great drops of blood, covering my floor like a rushing flood. And after I've uttered my last request, that's when I can finally say amen. And that's that piece.
Amen. That whole piece spoke about authority. You know where to go when you need help. And you go there expectantly, knowing that it's going to be done. It's going to be given. It
Absolutely.
Speaks about faith. Or in this walk. And, you know, that's so important to just sometimes sit back and just trust God and let God be God, knowing that
yes.
he's going to do
yes.
what he's done.
Yes.
That's such a reaffirming piece.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not the only one that sees things this way or that these types of things happen to. Yeah, it happens to me. It makes me respond in a certain way. It happens to you, so I must be on the right track. So, you know, that kind of, that piece, something like that can help others that are, you know, questioning things. Oh, well, wow. I heard that.
Right.
I remember
right.
when that happened to me. Okay, I'm on the right track. You know, keep them there. Beautiful piece. I like that. Amen.
May God be the glory. Amen.
Boy, I tell you, ain't our daddy good?
Man, he is awesome. He better than good. He better than good.
Okay. Okay. I know that's right. And I see a couple hands out there raised. So we're going to keep the praise party going. Yeah. And we're going to bring
Who we got?
A recent Florida resident. She defected from Philadelphia. But anyway, we have none other than Ms. VIP hanging out with us.
Hey, Ms. VIP.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Paul. How are you?
Hello.
Doing great. How you doing?
How are you tonight?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging on.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I'm good. That's all I can say.
But you still got it in you to praise him, right?
Let me stick to sleep because I'm nodding off on my medication. I was in the hospital on Friday. So, I'm in a little pain, but hey, I had to come to church. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you came through here tonight. You got to be careful with your meds.
Alright,
did you bring something for us tonight?
She sounds like she ready to give it to God. I mean, whew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm ready to open the mic for her. You know.
Alright.
Take it to him.
This piece is called "Peace Be Still."
The mic is yours.
All thanks is to you. There's only one closer than a brother compared to you. There is no other. But I've been in a pit of something I can't name. Is it shame? I don't know. But this isn't a game. Lord, is it because my life isn't the way I want it to be? An exhausting physical pain to me. Have I not prayed enough? My life is filled with loss, yet the pain is critical. Because of the stage of my life. Lord, I call out to you. Save me from the strife I cause by not listening to you. My free will is no longer the way to go. Instead of asking you to take the things from me, I have to walk away from them. Pray constantly to you and praise you too. Then hopefully my life can better flow. Forgive me, Father, for not loving me enough to take care of myself. At this point, there's no one else. So I pray for wisdom. I pray for guidance. Sometimes I feel like my last chance because I want to see my grandchildren grow up, making sure my mom sees my dad through before his soul comes to you, realizing daily it's your will in the midst of every storm. Peace be still. And that's that peace.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Whew.
Sorry, I sound
shaky.
It's the medication.
That piece, the first time I heard it really touched me. But tonight, like it took on a whole different life. It started off almost like you're crying out. And then as the piece goes on, you start to gain yourself again and get your footing back. And before you know it, you're to the point where you're ready to tell these things, peace be still. You're ready to stand in your authority.
Mm-hmm.
I love that piece. I liked it the first time a lot, but this tonight is just really beautiful piece.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And I already know you got something to say about this one, man.
Man, always, man. Just, you know, when you hear the words, peace be still, just like you said, it's authoritative, you know. It takes great faith to be able to say, peace, be still. And your peace deals with that, the level of faith that you need and just what you uttered, which is a dynamic piece. And I know God is pleased. I know he's pleased. Great ink. Great ink.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
More than welcome.
And I think, you know, that piece was particularly timely for you as well. You know, as a reminder that in the midst of all that you're being inundated with, remember that authority. Mm-hmm. Remember that authority that you have. Stand tall. Like, as you have been. As you have been.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A little while long. Peace be still. Ooh. It does my heart so good when I think about the escape clause that God gave us with that one little statement, peace be still, in the midst of all that's going on. So peace be still. And know that it's going to be still. Like you said earlier, man, maybe not right at that second, but just the relief, knowing that it will be still, enables me to, in the midst of my turmoil, find a modicum of complacency, of peace, you know, in the midst. Oh, and if that ain't worth rejoicing and praising him for, I don't know what is. Away from the waymaker, peace be still. Amen. Okay, before we even think about letting you get away from us, we need to know what's going on with you and the Epiphany family, and the Epiphany Network, I should say.
Okay, well, I mean, good evening. My diva, the love zone, and the topic is discussing. And on Ultimate Fridays, I do a special vibe. And that's at 9 p.m. Same space.
Okay.
You and your diva friend. Y'all forever keeping somebody hanging on. Hanging on for what they going to do this week. That's a beautiful thing, though. Okay, Ms. Viazzi, thank you so much for coming through with that piece. You know, as always, you're in my prayers, baby girl, and I'm available. And
thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, baby.
God bless you
God
as well.
God bless you as well. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That young lady right there, if she's not inspiring, in the midst of her storms, she got a lot on her plate.
Yes, she does.
Faithfully comes through to praise God and to encourage others. You know, that's what the praise party is about tonight. Yeah, uplifting folk. Let's keep things going right on along to my mama, your mama, our mama, Mama Ola Daisy.
Greetings.
Hey, Mama.
How are you tonight?
How are you?
Good to hear your voice. Greetings, everyone. Wow.
Yours too.
Just glad that you're here again, making my day. So, I got some stories to tell y'all. This is gonna trip you out. Peace be still. When I think I had to holler, peace be still. When I saw this, I was talking to my friend the other day, and it was kind of like a three-way because we had him on speaker. And he was telling us about the young women up today, why he just can't, you know, get involved and keeps turning them over and over because he find out something so negative about them. He said one girl he's talking to, she couldn't even talk. Everything he asked her, she would shake her head, yes or no, like a horse. So he was like, they can't even talk. These young people can't even talk.
then he said he went into the store and saw a woman, you know, he thought was interesting. And when she turned around, he had a big tattoo coming, starting from her butt all the way up to her neck, of Satan. I said, she had a tattoo of Satan? Oh, my God. I said, I don't believe you. He said, well, I took a picture of it. I said, well, send me the picture because I want to see somebody. I said, maybe she would say, get thee behind me, Satan. I said, but no, I mean, you know, come on. She had a picture of Satan on her back, a tattoo. Going all the way up from her butt up to her neck. So he said, I'm going to send you the picture. Don't be, you know, get off the phone. He sent me that picture, and I tell you, I said, peace be still. I can't believe that a young woman would have this picture going all the way up her back. Like, clean. People are mental. They're just plain mental. I mean, what that's her to put that? Yeah, you know, I wrote a poem a long time ago called The Enemy Within. And I'm going to read that because we have to get out of our own way, stop blocking our own blessings, have an original thought in your head at some point, and be you and do what God asked you to do. Now, I know she must have seen somebody with this. Maybe she don't know who the devil is. Maybe nobody told her. But people are just too easily misled. And basically, the enemy that's within them can deter them from doing the right thing. So this piece, and another lady did do this piece for me because her voice was a little better than mine. Her name was Songbird. And she did record this on SoundCloud, but I wrote this. It's called The Enemy Within. She's in there. She's in there arguing with my affirmations. She's sabotaging my dreams. She kicks my best decisions in the derriere. She confuses my left brain, my God brain. And she encourages the repetitive behavior that never worked in the past. She overrules the changes made by my spirit mind. She never allows the cognition of sanity or behavior that needs to take the reins. She reassures me that I'm fine. She has redirected my thoughts so that concentration and gumption never see eye to eye. Then she exercises and builds up her strength as I do nothing. She loves me and comforts me. Whenever I am lethargic, she tells me, the best thing to do is nothing. Whenever I manage to call in the troops of my adrenaline, she conquers them with fear. She provides that lie that my one voice is never going to be enough. And she tells me I will never be heard and that I will never be the mercenary of change. So I relent. I give in to the enemy within. The only antidote I know is to tell my friends, and they who stand with me can chant and pray with me. We can chant and pray and chant and pray and purge her from my system. Will you point the way? Will you please help me to fight injustice? Help me to restore integrity. Help me to say no to poverty. Help me to defy authority. Lend me a hand as a poet and a friend. Help to the end. Help to end the rule of this enemy that dwells within me. I will be stronger if you do, because I'm almost out of wit. And only you can replace it. If I run out of time, only you can carry on. If I run out of love, can you give me some? I am out of ammunition. I cannot fight the world alone. I cannot ask God before asking my kindred beings. God will ask me why I passed up my fellow man to get to him. My prayer is to be replenished. What God has started, he will surely finish, but he needs me to ask my friends to demolish this enemy that dwells within. Pray for me. When I am stronger, you can lean on me again. Together, we will claim the victory over this ill-advised enemy that lives within. Peace be still.
I heard that piece before, Mama. It exudes power, and it does even more so tonight. And I don't believe the other woman's voice was better than yours. You know, you should have recorded that yourself on SoundCloud. I won't hear that. But it reeks of me, the enemy within. You know, I am the one that sabotaged so much. I'm the one that gets in the way of God and trips myself up so much that I'm real. That one line about when you were talking about mercenary of change, that really hit home with me. But that's a very powerful piece. That's a very enlightening piece. And it shows the power of that one phrase, peace be still. And that's something we need to tell ourselves.
Thank you.
Damn, what do you think? That's a beautiful.
You know, as you were doing this piece, I have to say that you sound so strong right now. Your voice, your power in what you were saying. It is very strong right now. And I'm so glad that you are very strong right now. Because you tried to check out on us, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, hearing you do this piece, I can hear the power that God has restored unto you.
Wow.
And it's amazing. And this is the reason I know that God answers prayers. Because we were all praying. We were all praying. And to hear you deliver this peace so strongly, to God be the glory. And welcome back.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, he did snatch me from the hands of the Grim Reaper and put me back on the stage and say, peace be still.
Yes.
He still needs you, baby. And I'm just so grateful for you all. So I'm not going to start crying and get all in my emotions, but I'm grateful for you all. I love you all. And that's enough there, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much for coming through, Mama. I'm telling you, she's an inspiration, I'm telling you. Like you said, she went through all that, and she's back strong as ever. There's something you just ain't did yet. I'm glad I'm along for the ride. See what else you have in store for.
But what did y'all feel about that lady with the devil on her back, going all the way up to her neck, from her butt to her neck?
You know. Devil worshippers exist among us.
Yeah.
And in today's time, the ability and the freedom to express it is more prevalent. And we just have to stay diligent and still pray for their souls.
Okay.
Because we all know
Absolutely. That
this flesh that we carry around is just flesh. The soul is what matters. And even though she may have the devil canvassed and arted on her back, there was still a possibility that she could still accept Christ and still go to glory. So I have to have faith. I have to have faith that enough people will pour into her, even though she believes what she believes, that enough people will pour into her for one day for her to say, I accept Jesus. And if not, I know I won't be seeing her in hell, because I know my soul is secured and I have a place in heaven.
Wow. Well, thank you for some feedback on that, because it really did upset me. She was a young girl, and who knows what kind of upbringing or not upbringing that she got or didn't get. I just don't understand it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, years and years and years ago, I read a book called He Came to Set the Captives Free.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with a similar situation where this woman rose to the ranks of the bride of Satan for the United States. This shows you just how deeply.
Rose to the ranks of what?
The bride of Satan.
Oh, okay.
For the United States.
Satan.
It's an organization. They're trained to infiltrate Christian churches to, you know, whittle away some of the things to keep them strong. It's really deep anyway, to make a long story short. But through this, she came out of that, accepted Christ, and then she was under attack spiritually and physically in some cases. But she, God was with her through it. It's a beautifully well-written first account report of what this woman, she was a nurse in a hospital, went through. It's called He Came to Set the Captives Free. It's a powerful book. But yes, like Van was saying, even with that canvas on her, there's still a chance. God can still get through that ink. There ain't nothing for him. It depends on when the planet sees. So people like that, we just got to pray for.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the feedback.
Thank you for coming, Mama. Yes. And, you know, I thank you for bringing that, because, you know, these are things that are prevalent these days. We have to expose them and speak on them. Thank you so much, Mama.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're welcome.
We're going to send you to the praise lounge, but you know you're always in our hearts and in our prayers.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate that. Seriously.
All right. God bless you, my well loved one.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's funny she brought that up, but it's sad that they've gotten so bold now that they will tattoo themselves and strut it, you know, like artwork.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, because we can always say, oh, yeah, your artwork is nice. You know, I mean, because it's art, you know, no matter what it represents, it's still art. But, you know, the wonderful thing about God is we do not have to like the sin, but we can pray for the soul.
Okay. What say you that we open a letter, Mike?
Yes, yes.
I think we should go down to Texas tonight. To the great state of Texas. And welcome, Amelia T. Davis. Good evening, Queen. How's everything?
Good evening, Kings. I am fabulous. It's cold. Here, probably not as cold as up north, but it's gotten cold, and, you know, just coping with life. It's interesting tonight's subject matter. I wrote a brand new piece, and as usual, have embedded it with quite a few scriptures to bring the point across.
All right now.
What do you have for us?
It's called Pray Without Ceasing. We find in the Bible 1 Thessalonians 5:14-17. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despite the prophecies. If we keep in prayer constantly, then our worries are relieved. When you place your burdens upon the altar of the Lord, you can depend on them being resolved eventually in God's own timing. It's difficult when various issues and problems assault us not to worry. Yet our faith in the Lord must continue to remain strong. Also in the Bible we find in 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight," which means that even though by earthly standards we would be concerned with fear, with God we can walk forward and not be concerned about the earthly obstacles. We cannot see oxygen, yet without it we would die. The same is true with the Holy Trinity. We can't see them, yet without them our souls would perish. We must learn to walk by faith in the Holy Trinity, that somehow, some way, they will bring positive outcomes in our favor. I tend to worry about children's welfare, homeless people, the destruction of our society, even my own circumstances. So believe me when I say, I totally understand how people can find themselves worrying about various issues. Yet, in my walk with the Holy Trinity, I have found that regardless of what may be coming against me, eventually the Holy Trinity brings about blessings and mercies. Again, in the Bible, we find Matthew 6:25 through 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This was taught to the disciples by Jesus himself. So if Jesus has spoke it, we must take solace in that and be empowered by it. We have something worth more than diamonds or gold. We have the promise that no matter what we may face in life, we will come out of the problems victorious. remain in prayer, speaking to the Holy Trinity day and night. No matter if you're in a crisis or you have no issues or problems, all is going well for you. Stay in prayer. Sing praises to the Lord in the middle of your storms and during your sunny days. Life ebbs and flows. Stand on the solid rock of the Holy Trinity. Another scripture states, Psalms 37:25, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, children begging for bread. Another guarantee from the Holy Trinity that we shall always be provided for and protected. We must teach ourselves to always reach out to our Father and hold his hand, no matter if we are experiencing tribulations or triumphs. Stop worrying and pray. Calm your anxiety through prayer, reading the Bible, listening to Christian music, and meditation. Hold on and hold out for the Trinity to bring blessings, mercies, and miracles into your life. Remember Matthew 8:23-27. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a ferocious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. He can and will do the same thing within your storms. Trust, obey, and relax. It will, in fact, clear, and the sun will shine again in your life. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Amen. Amen.
And yes, I know you guys quoted that last piece of scripture I had in my poem, but I had written it before getting on the show, so there you have it. Like minds think on the same.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you there. But it's very important that you pray without ceasing. That in and of itself is just is a powerful statement, powerful advice. And we have to live our lives accordingly. We gave a lot of biblical scriptures to back up your desire. I guess you could call it your desire for folks. You know, so I appreciate you bringing these pieces that make people think about some things, prove to people a few things. You know, do what you do, and we're grateful for you for that. And through it all, you still praise him. That's the most important part. Praise him despite of your circumstances. So thank you very much for that piece, Amelia.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mr.
I was going to say, you know, one thing's for sure. She's going to give you some scripture in these pieces. So if you ain't ready for no scripture, then you might as well just hang up. I'm going to be honest with you, because you're going to get some scripture. You're going to hear the word. And no church service should ever go without making sure you hear the word. And if it is, I suggest you might as well just go ahead and leave that church, because it ain't about Jesus. So I appreciate you for bringing this piece and giving us the word throughout your piece, because you did say some stuff. You said some stuff about worrying about what you're going to eat, about what you're going to wear. You said some stuff. So we appreciate you for reminding us. So thank you.
It's my pleasure. You know, I bring what I live. And as both of you know, I've been having some very difficult times physically and otherwise. And I don't have anybody human that has my back. You know, I don't have an auntie to go run to. I don't have a boyfriend to, you know, assist me. And so every day, every minute of every day, I have to trust in the Lord. I talk to him. I talk to him out loud. Some folks may think I'm crazy, like, who's that woman talking to, you know? but honestly, you know, I am in a position where I must trust in the Lord to see me through each day. That I, you know, my rent is paid, my food, you know, I have food to eat, I have clothing, and I have to depend on him. I have nobody else. And I have always felt that I have been given this platform to empower, to inspire, to uplift, to educate. And so this is what I try to do each time I take the mic, is to apply the scriptures to my truth, what I have learned in life, and to help others through that. And so I thank y'all for your platform. Shout out to For Real and both y'all, and much love. One mic, one love, and God bless you both, kings.
One mic, one love, and God bless you as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis. We got a lot of hands raised up here, so I'm just going to keep things moving right along and bring on the next caller. Brother O, my brother, how goes life with you?
Good with you, Brother O.
Good, Brother Paul. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm finding reasons to rejoice.
I'm doing well, guys.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it, brother.
That's what we're doing tonight. We are rejoicing.
So, I'm glad to hear that.
Good. I'm glad, glad to be on.
I said, you've been listening in for a while. So what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Joe is always powerful, and it speaks to being still, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Being still, whatever you're going through, have to learn to be still and let God work in your life.
There you go.
If you try to depend on your natural abilities and you're trying to get a blessing, but you want it quick, you want it fast. But God said, "Be still." And lesson I had to learn while I've been in this hospital for nearly 2 months. This is a prime example of being still and waiting on God to bless me to get a new heart so I can continue to do his work. And so we have to understand that God put us in place in a situation where we just have to be still and let him do what he does. Because you cannot beat God, no matter how hard you try. God's will always prevail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That's it. Yep. We had to, just had to learn how to be still and let God
mm-hmm.
work out your situation, whatever it may be. Stand still.
Yeah.
It's gonna be that'll okay. Be whatever you're going through, just stand still and let God do what he does. And don't try to get in his way, because if you do that, you're going to fail miserably.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You sound like that's the voice of experience talking right there, bro.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. I
think we can all claim that.
You just have to just be still.
Yeah, absolutely. What piece did you bring for us tonight?
It's a poem, one of my favorites, called "You Can't Keep Brother O Down for Long."
So you can't keep Brother O down for long?
Exactly.
I know that's right. Mike is yours, King.
Hold on, guys. Let me turn this all the way down. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you can get back and get back up and remain in the fight. My dear brothers and sisters, nothing will ever hit you harder than life itself. Ranging from setbacks, life and death situations. In this lifetime, you're going to suffer some knockdowns. Life will make you stumble and fall. Life will hit you with jabs, hooks, uppercuts, crosses, and haymakers. Life will sometimes back you up into a corner. And sometimes life will make you want to throw in a towel sometimes and give up. But you got to get back up and keep on fighting against the odds no matter how insurmountable they are. When you get knocked down in the boxing ring, you have the decision to either take a standing eight count, pull yourself up using the ropes, stay down until the referee reaches the count of 10, or throw in the towel and quit. Quit the fight, declaring, no more, no more. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter how many disappointments and setbacks I've endured, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I've gone back and forth to the doctor's offices and visited hospitals, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times women have turned me down and didn't look in my direction, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I felt discouraged, frustrated, or angry, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I feel like giving up and going back to my old ways and lifestyle, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many haters, shade-throwers, doubters, and critics I have, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many people turn on me or distance themselves from me, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many of my friends and relatives have made the transition to heaven, keep me down for long. No matter how many obstacles I've encountered as a black man in America, nothing can keep me down for long. And no matter how many trials, tests, and tribulations I've endured in my 46 years of existence, nothing can keep me down for long. That's at peace.
I know that's right. And that speaks of a resilience, a determination that, you know, a lot of people lack. And my brother said, look, no matter what happens, can nothing keep me down for long. I don't even care that the females don't even give me a second look. They can't keep me down for long. that's how you have to be these days. You know, there's so much going on in the world. You got to be that way. You can't keep me down for long. I'm walking
that's
with
it.
The most high. I love that for you.
That's right.
Right. That's right. Talk that thing. Appreciate you for that, brother. Nothing can keep me down for long. That's right. How about you, Vane? Can it keep you down for long?
Man, nothing. Nothing, man. Nothing. I don't even let nothing put me in a position to keep me down. And him, brother, who speak this spit, bruh, you better not let nothing keep you down, ever. I don't care, man. People don't value your worth the way God values your worth. You hear what
right.
I'm saying?
I hear you, brother.
Because to God, you are everything. To man, you are you just another body walking around the face of the earth. You
mm-hmm.
might get some flowers here and there.
Uh-huh.
But what God says is what matters. So, brother, you better let nothing man made get you down ever. And this piece speaks that you won't, man. So now that you done put that out into the atmosphere, brother, you know the enemy is listening. And he just waiting to throw something at you, see if he can get you down. But we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to be there, right? We're going to be there to make sure ain't nothing getting you down, brother. So you feel like you getting down, bruh, you just let one of us know. We got you.
Right.
You feel like you're getting down. Read that poem back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
exactly.
what you said. Nothing. Keep me down for long.
Nothing.
That's right. That's a power, bro. That's a power. That's one of them things, you know, you can get up and read every morning just to start your day. Remind yourself, nothing can keep me down. Thank you so much for that piece, my brother. And you know, you're always in our hearts and prayers. We want to send you to praise now. Know that you are loved and prayed for on a regular. You part
yes,
of the
sir.
Family.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Brother O. One love, one mic, my brother.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Brother O. One love, one mic.
Right.
God bless you. Okay, let's see. We got, 10:22? Okay, don't forget, you're listening to Epiphany's very own Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number to call before the 11 o'clock hour. Okay, we're going to take a short station identification. We're going to continue on with the powerful poetry. My brother, would you cue in that station ID for me?
Absolutely.
This is the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Thank you very much for that, Van.
Absolutely, my brother.
Yep. So now we're going to keep things moving right along. So, my brother, what say you opening the next mic?
Absolutely. Next on the mic, we got Epiphany's own La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Diane. Hey, Carl.
Hey,
how y'all doing?
Hello,
you
Danielle. I'm doing good.
You doing good?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
You doing good too?
I'm yes, I'm in. As my niece say, yes, my do.
I know that's right. All God's children doing good.
Yep, we're trying. That's all he asked is for us to try. He got us.
Indeed,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Some powerful pieces being spit tonight. Getting some history lessons and everything. There's a Bible, all kinds of stuff going on. You know, we heard people.
Right,
you know,
with that one.
Mm-hmm. So it's not. It's a good thing. It's definitely a good thing. Say it again, Paul. Can you?
I said I've been thoroughly blessed this evening.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Exactly. That's what's up. I almost forgot to press one.
I almost forgot to press one.
Yes, yes. Usually I press it as soon as I call in.
You trying to take Gina Storm's place?
Oh, Lord, no.
Take Gina Storm's place.
Nope.
She forever
no, she's the one that be mutating. She's the mutator. I just forgot to press one. I'm good, man.
Well, I'm glad that you did raise your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I can
me too.
Van would have probably threw you under the bus. And
you know he would. You know he would. I wouldn't have heard the end of it. Mm-hmm. You already know. See, there you go starting.
Paul. What?
It was peace in the valley. Look at you.
See, what had happened was... It was the Eagles today. They did it.
Oh,
blame it on the
burger. My feelings is,
oh, that hurt my feelings.
My feelings is hurt. I'm crushed. I couldn't even talk.
I'm giving you an air hug, Danielle. I'm giving you an air hug.
Thank you. I need it. Thank you. Thank you. Disrupted my everything.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
But that's
all right. Yeah.
You notice
still
I keep
loyal.
Talking. I don't
want
to get. I don't want him to get his 2 cents in.
I hear you. I hear you now. I hear you.
Because I know
still
it's coming.
Loyal to my team, though. You know.
Absolutely.
Look. My loyalty is like still waters. It runs deep. It don't change
green.
Because. Look, okay, this girl bleeds green. That's right. Yes. It's all
Susan.
Good, though. It's all good.
And you know this.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you have to contribute to the festivities for tonight?
I'm something I scribbled down real quick earlier.
You scribbled something real quick last night that cost us another microphone because that one was just beyond repair.
Oh,
so,
wow. Thank you.
So, I'm anxious to hear what you scribbled right quick.
All right. This doesn't have a title. All right.
Your mic is yours. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You know, in this life, we have come to terms with the fact in this life that you'll never be celebrated by everyone you encounter, because your ability to be successful will always reflect on their inability to be consistent. They envy and hate that, and because of that, there'll be certain ones completely against you. But don't worry. And the reason why that doesn't bother me, because I know I'm covered in the highest white light. See, I've had my share of trauma and chaos and falling for the wrong one, trusting the lies, putting my faith where it does not belong, learning the harshness of lessons. But I recall most of the time, not once did I actually feel unsafe. And here I thought my being naive through my trials and tests was keeping me from worrying. But the reason I never worried was because his presence was always felt, always there, holding me and shielding me. So I don't worry because I know now when my Judas appears, they won't even be allowed to speak. No worries. Because there is no greater love than the covering of the Father. And that's that peace.
The whole piece was powerful, but when you said, but when my Judas calls, he won't even be allowed to speak. Stop him
that's
in their
right.
tracks.
That's right.
know
you
that.
Know, we all got to, we all have a Judas. All of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Especially us that are faithful in words. Yeah, yeah. But we covered. We are covered. Yeah.
Absolutely. The haters, the naysayers, none of that matters. When you
there
know
you
whose you are, you're above all of that. Beautiful piece.
Okay.
See, I tell you, you're talking about, I scribbled something down real quick. whether you take an hour to write it out or you scribble it down real quick, when the Father leaves the pen, it's going to be what he wanted you to say.
You got that right. Amen. Amen to that one. Yeah. You are right.
Yeah. What do you have for that, man?
I mean, for a quickie, I believe that was a really, really good piece. You know.
Thank you.
You know, she always has this way of indicating that, hey, I got a little something. You know, let me back up. This I should say. I wrote a little something. I got a little something. And her little somethings always be the most powerful pieces because it requires a complete obedience to whatever God wants you to write at that time. So, just powerful. Beautiful ink.
Thank you. Wow, thank you.
See what obedience brings you?
Oh, yeah, I see it all the time. Trust me, I see it all the time. It's a good thing.
Yep.
It's a good thing.
That's the thing that keeps you wanting to be more and more obedient.
Always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, me love, before you're allowed to join your other half diva, we need you to let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany world.
Okay, sure. On alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I Am in Poetic Therapy for Stan the Man Phillips. That is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, and I'm a co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. On Wednesday nights at 9, I am one-half host of the Love Zone. I'm in there with my sexy, sultry voice, Diva. She's not feeling well right now, but she's in our prayers. Now, the topic is up in the air, but I'm pretty sure you guys are going to love what we come up with. So y'all come on, get caught up in the Love Zone. It's Wednesday night at 9. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have it from straight from the source. Come on through.
Mm-hmm.
And they always, like I said earlier, they always keep you hanging, wondering, what are they going to do this week on that show? But you got to call it to find out.
I think they do it intentionally.
Absolutely.
Just to make you call it.
Of course it's intentional.
Keep your curiosity.
It's a trademark. It's a trademark.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to let you go love it up with your other half, your sexy diva, and Katrina Praise Lounge. And I hope you continue listening on. And thank you so much for coming through.
Well,
you know, this might survive barely. It's a little fence around the edges, you know, so I don't know. I think this one's repairable.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Oh, one love, one mic. God bless you,
one love,
Diane.
One mic. Bless y'all.
One love, one mic.
Well, she's got the don't y'all take this the wrong way, but she got the bestest quickies, I tell you. We're going to keep things moving right along. Van, who do we have next on the mic?
Next on the mic, we have a sir. Sir Lawrence is in the building.
Aha, we got Dorothy in the house.
Gentlemen, how you been?
What's
how you
going
been?
On?
How you been?
Hey.
Good, brother. How are you?
Hey, can't ask for nothing. Doing good.
All right. Now, I feel.
How about yourself?
Like hot buttered soul.
I know that's right. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing
glad
okay
to have you tonight. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like we were saying earlier, when you know whose you are, you don't have to worry about. So what did you bring for us tonight, my brother? Because, you know, I always know that you're coming with something hot.
Well, I'm just a little different flavor, a little different flavor.
Okay. Showing a little versatility, huh?
Well, you know, you need more than eggs to make a cake.
I know that's right.
I know that's
right,
brother.
All righty. Well, the mic is yours, King.
Indeed. Your papers. King shadows on the distant horizon, giving reasons to explain with such insistence. Like you were an eyewitness, telling the story from beginning to continuum. Layers of scattered untruths, brain been hacked, more lies, fueling the debate. Are we who? Giving 28 days to re-up on this information, using 337 for self-indoctrination. You say at one point we had papers stating we were free. We had to produce at any given time. Papers put in a special place. When you went to sleep, papers your woman made sure you had before you hit the streets. As important as freed papers were supposed to have been, which one of your family members has a copy, Sir Lawrence?
Wow. Yeah, was like you said, there's a little different flavor for you, but that's a powerful piece. It's kind of disconcerting when you think the fact that your entire essence is quote unquote summed up on a piece. good thing is, for me anyway, I know whose I am, so I don't need a piece of paper to validate who I am. I'm a child of the Most High. But in the eyes of man, it's different, I guess. It's a whole different outlook. A powerful, very powerful piece. Brother, thank you for bringing that.
Right on.
My brother.
Man, you got something
long
for that. Of course.
Hey, man, your writing is different and unique. And I enjoy hearing it. I enjoy unraveling it, unwrapping it. I enjoy just hearing how you put your stuff together. And this piece is just like that as well. Great piece. Is this going to be in your book, bro? Or is this something that you just read?
No. Actually, it is. This is going to be in the book as well. And because the new book, it's going to be more cultural awareness, you know, some consciousness, some short stories, and then I have to throw in some sensual to keep it active, you know.
Got you. Oh, man, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. So thank you, brother, for this piece.
Right on. Thank you so very much, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the support, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, indeed. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Yeah, that versatility that he displayed with that pen was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Like you can really see how well thought out and put together. You know, that piece was that. Gifted,
oh, yeah.
Brother. Very.
Indeed.
And I'm definitely one that's going to check out that book when it comes out.
Man, me too. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we're going to keep things moving
right
along.
Next up, area code 614. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, we have Kelly Connor here.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you both doing?
Doing phenomenal.
Doing excellent. Yes.
We're good. I'm really enjoying the show, so glad to be
a part of it.
I'm glad you're on. So how have you been?
I've been pretty good. Definitely staying inspired by hearing poems tonight. So, it's a beautiful thing what you all are doing with this show. So,
thank you.
Thank you so much. To God be the glory.
Yes, indeed. He helps quite a bit with this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the title of my piece is Finally I Hear You, God.
Ooh.
So I thought I was listening for a specific voice. I kept saying, I can't hear him speak to me. But what happened was I couldn't see the signs God was giving me, telling me to use my eyes, and through my eyes I would see and hear the wind of his whisper as he blew blessings my way. I admit I've been impatient, but I know God has the final say. Sometimes I don't feel like I have the right to ask him anything, but he is such a forgiving God, and he vowed to save me. In Psalms it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. So in days when I can't clearly see, I know that God is watching over me and continuing to make a way. And with every breath I take, I have the ability to continue to walk his path. And that's that piece.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish
you
could see me sitting here just with a big old Kool-Aid grin on my face, smiling. Yeah.
My gracious.
Every breath I take.
My gracious. That's the part that got me too, Paul. I'm holding on to that with every breath I take.
Right? Every breath I take.
That's powerful. That is
but
powerful.
You mean not just the good breath, not just the good breath, but every breath you take.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
It puts a whole new twist on praising him through your trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Praising him through everything. Worshiping him through everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put every breath you take, oh my God. Woo. Powerful. Powerful.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would love the opportunity to thank you again next Sunday. You call on in and bless us again.
Okay. All right. We'll do.
All right. God
All right.
bless you, Queen.
Bye bye.
God bless
All right.
you, Queen.
God bless both of you. All right. Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Bye-bye. Kelly Connor, stranger to Epiphany, but it's her first time, I believe, second time on this show, Paul, I believe. And what a piece that she just laid on us. Every breath you take. Oof.
Yeah, yes. I know one thing. I do not want her to not be a return guest. Like say, every Sunday. Because if she's going to inspire like that, this is where she is needed. I was
Absolutely.
Just sitting there smiling when she finished that piece. It just reaffirms your confidence and makes you feel good knowing that you know God got you. With every breath, I'm going to trust him.
Mm-hmm. Every breath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be. I'm gonna be talking about that all night long, even after the show. Every breath I take, they're gonna get sick of hearing.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you now. I'm borrowing that phrase and that thought line.
Right.
Yeah. Keyword is borrow. I don't want no copyright infringements and no lawsuits because I ain't had no. I'm just gonna borrow. Just let you talk.
I know that's right. I know that.
Oh man. Let me see. You just got about 12 minutes to the 11 o'clock hour. So if you're in the chat rooms listening and you want to continue listening, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial to get into the Inspiration Factory, offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, brought to us by none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. So we're going to keep it moving right along and hope you continue to be blessed with what you hear. And who do we have next on the mic?
Last caller on the mic for the evening so far is none other than Mr. Metaphoria.
Yeah. Dumb, yeah.
Dumb,
yeah.
Dumb, bro.
Hold on. I have to come through because I know I'm going to be laughing and crying.
I have to come through with the Sunday announcements for this week's service. Now, I'm so happy. I'm almost elated to say, well, first off, let me say thank you to whoever it was that returned Sister Bernice's prosthetic leg, even with the little graffiti on it. It's all right. She took second in the double dutch competition that she had to get to. So, you know, she is quite happy about that. Let's see. We need to have prayer for Deacon Johnson, because he is swearing up and down he is ready to leave his wife of over 35 years because he believes she gave him kidney stones. So whenever you run into Deacon Johnson, if you will, explain to him how kidney stones are really passed, because he's just not listening. Talk on his good ear. You know, everybody know Deacon Johnson got that one bad ear. Don't talk on his left side. You got to get on the right side for him to hear you. But, you know, all praise be to them. And, you know, God bless their heart and all their parts. But those are the only announcements we have for this week. It's been a slow week, you know. But we're still looking for volunteers and donations for the church twerk team, you know, twerking in the service. They're going to be getting ready to go on the road again, so y'all be ready for that. Anything will help. Sister Linda, she's trying to get all the outfits done with the two tambourines on the backside to, you know, give them a little bit of edge while they're out there twerking in the service to just be prepared. But how you gentlemen doing? That's it for the announcements of this week. Jesus well.
Well, thank you for those announcements, David.
Yeah, well,
brother, you don't know how much I appreciate you.
It's good to be appreciated. I appreciate you too. I appreciate you almost all the time until you get to getting long-winded with the people on here. And some of the people just need, you know, 2 minutes. You know, like at a funeral, so 2 minutes. We're taking past them 2 minutes, but you know, it's okay. It's y'all sanctuary.
I got an old watch, so it moves a little slower. So what's going on in Oklahoma these days, bro?
It's cold. It's been so cold. I have come to the realization: it's two places I don't want to go: hell or the North Pole.
I might have to agree with you on that. Definitely.
Can we talk to somebody in the sound department of the sanctuary, because the sound tonight has been horrible. Somebody must have went and brought in them Dollar Tree speakers and microphones, so we need to work on that this week if we can for next week's service.
Take up another collection, yeah. The building fund collection was already taken, so we'll have to take up another offering.
I've been sitting here just laughing. I said, y'all just been in church lying, telling these people how dope this stuff was, and you ain't heard but half of it. So we ain't heard but half of
David.
It. We're scratching and nicking.
I believe
church
you
has
ain't
been
heard
chopping screw this week. And y'all just been sitting there saying, whoa, glory. Won't it do it? Yeah, whoa. Laying prostrate in the spirit. Go ahead, then. I said, ooh, listen up.
Somebody give Deacon Metaphoria his meds, please.
Okay.
And I ain't got a piece for tonight. I just called in to get announcements and mess with y'all for a minute.
I said we welcome for all additions. Doesn't always have to be a piece. Your presence is what we welcome.
Okay, so I didn't know what you said at first. It was cutting out, so amen.
Amen.
You know, well, let him use you.
Only David.
Whenever,
my brother.
Yeah, y'all know when you fall asleep at church, when you wake up, you just holler out amen just in case you was in that part and didn't miss something.
So that cover everything, huh? That going to cover everything.
Yeah, just, you know. So you know how it will wake you up. It's like when you used to fall asleep in school and your head rock back and you feel like you're finna fall backward. That's what wake you up. This and that,
that's
brother.
What
amen.
Wakes up, you know. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Yeah.
The only bad thing about that is if you fell asleep and they was having a moment of silence with somebody and you just randomly shouted amen before the moment of silence was over, like they were taking too long. But other than that, you know, you'd be good.
Right.
Only day.
So just wanted to come through and mess with y'all a little bit. I enjoyed most of the people I heard tonight. I'm gonna be honest, I enjoy everybody, but most of them, you know. But tomorrow night, Epiphany Radio, do what you like. You can show up and do what you like, or don't show up. Don't make us no difference either way. Because we gonna do what we like. You know, that's all the time. So if you want to join us, you're more than welcome to come. If not, whatever. Shout out to you.
You're not gonna cry.
All the rest of my Epiphany people doing shows every night of the week, you know. We got to get some better. We got to get some more in-depth personal lives and social lives and everything. We can't do poetry 7 days a week. We got to go out and get drunk something. Go out and cuss one night. Man, have to give you some balance. That's what you got to do. You got to have some balance. Ain't that right, Paul? I'm going to get Paul to cuss one night. Paul, you got to come on Monday night with me to cuss one time.
I'll come on Monday night with you. That's all I can promise you.
Yeah. Because one good time that we let the people know you're not. You ain't perfect, Paul. You can't be perfect. You got to show them your lack of perfection. You cuss one time and make them feel better about their cuss.
So if I cuss one time, it's going to help somebody. It's going to help empower my message.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, help. You got to, you know, lead by example. Let them know it's okay, especially if you hit your shin on the bed rail or something, or on the coffee table. It's okay to cuss in the moment.
What, hey, Van, what us going to do with him?
I don't know. I don't know, Paul. I don't know.
Hey, listen, man. And I heard y'all, somebody was talking about the woman with tattoos earlier. If you're a nice tattooed woman, get in my inbox. I love a woman with tattoos. Somebody.
All right, Deacon Metaphoria, we're gonna have to send you over to the praise lounge.
Nothing like a decorated temple.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the praise lounge. Check him out tomorrow night. But do what you like, Mr. Metaphoria.
One love, one mic.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
All of my
God bless you.
One love, one mic. Please add Deacon Metaphoria to the prayer list. Please.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We absolutely have to do that. We definitely have to do that. Look, if there are no more hands raised, we're going to begin the parting of ways process. Starting off with my brother Van giving you the epiphany rundown for the week, if you don't mind, sir.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night's going to be the Get Down with the J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, it's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. And then Sunday night, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Thank you for that, Van. So as you see, we got a lot in store for you. So come on through, hang out with Epiphany every night of the week. I want to thank you guys for coming through tonight. I can't tell you how much fun I had. You know, I think we met our goal with speaking about peace be still in a variety of ways. You did hear that, David, didn't you? Peace be still. But I do want to thank you all for coming through. Before I pray us out, my brother Van, isn't there like not an invitation, but a little more important public service announcement that you would like to make?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this God, this Jesus, this Holy Spirit that we speak of, Paul and myself would love to introduce him to you. We would love to show you, according to his word and our experiences, that with him you can do all things. As long as you choose to accept him, he's waiting with open arms. So just reach out to Paul or myself, and we will be glad to usher you into the presence of the Lord. He's waiting for you. Paul, back to you.
Yes, thank you so much. That's the most important public service announcement that we can make on this platform. Thank you for that, Van. Yes, please reach out to us. And if you already know him, let somebody else know. Spread this word. So with that being said, if you all would join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the platform this evening, Father God.
We thank you for the words that you allowed us to share amongst each other, Father God. We ask that you would just use us, Lord, to continue spreading your word, spreading your will, Father God. Father God, we ask special blessings upon Adrian's family, the whole family stricken with COVID, Father God. Touch them, Lord. Heal them, Father. Bring them through this with a testimony on their mouths. Father God, for all the rest of the Tiffany family and the listeners that are going through things, Lord, just be with them while they go through their turmoils. Allow them to be refined through the fire that they may come through as even stronger testaments of your love and your glory. Until we meet here once again next Sunday, Father God, I ask that you would just put your hedge of protection around all of us, those that made it and those that wanted to and couldn't for whatever reasons, Father God. Just protect us and keep us in your loving arms. We'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name. your hands together in here tonight if you want to.